Gearhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy belated Thanksgiving and good morning.
How was the Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good.
Okay, good.
You were volunteering pretty much the whole day. So Mallory and I helped my mom make dinner. And it was a nice, just small, intimate little time. We made dinner. We got the turkey in the oven. We went for a nice walk. Came back. Turkey was done. Cranked out those sides. And then boom, bang, bing. You were there. We ate. And it was delicious.
The Holy Trinity.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and
no, mashed stuffing. Potatoes, sweet potatoes, and stuffing. With gravy on top.
And then we get to have a second Thanksgiving at your side of the families today. So pretty excited.
Yeah, so if you're looking to get out of the way, if you're floating around the kitchen during Thanksgiving and you're getting yelled at and stuff thrown at you, maybe next year you should sign up for Thanksgiving for Paso Robles to come help volunteer. We had a great time. Lots of great faces. Familiar faces I got to see again. New people I got to meet. It's fun. It's just, the couple days before, it's a lot for everybody, but the day of is always exciting. There's just like a lot of energy and just cranking it out. Man, our flow team was just kicking butt all day. I'm not sure what the count was yet, but we definitely kept up. So it was good. It was good.
When you're thinking over 1,000 again, maybe?
It was definitely 1,000 plates easily.
Definitely exciting.
Yeah, it's a lot of people get fed. It was a lot of to-go meals, a lot of deliveries, but the dining is what we're talking about. And I saw some new people coming to volunteer, and hopefully they come back next year, and hopefully we get some new. And looking for people to join the planning committee, I guess you call it, or the what's the name for it?
I don't know. That sounded right. Planning committee? Yeah.
Call it a planning committee. The steering committee is what they call it.
Well, when does that start?
It starts in August. So,
gotcha.
Again, if you're looking to reach out and figure out how to do that, just go to thanksgivingforpaso.com. There's a phone number at the bottom. It goes straight to Dave, and he's head honcho, so he'll be able to get you squared away.
And if you're extra curious and you're getting on social media, there's a couple videos there of the event that were posted, so you can see what it was about if you missed it.
Yeah, and always, just come down and get something to eat, too, if you don't want to volunteer. You don't have to volunteer to then eat, but if it makes you feel better, then sure. I had a few just volunteer for like 30 minutes. I feel like just so they could like feel like they felt better about getting something to eat. Like, man, just eat. Like, if you just, it's not about getting free food. It's about hanging out with, everybody. Sometimes you don't have anywhere to go or anyone to hang out with or a big, huge family that you're going to go do anything. You're just sitting at home waiting for the food to be done. We'll come down at noon and grab a small plate to eat or maybe just a slice of pie. And then you can just hang out. It's fun.
A lot of people use it as social hour, and I think it's great. We would have gone down there if we weren't cooking it at my mom's house.
Yeah, it's a good time. What do we got today? Well, if you're just joining in, this is a Gearhead Radio. So this is an automotive repair show.
It's supposed to be about cars and stuff, but we can talk about other things, especially when I'm here. That's when we talk about other stuff.
So your hosts are the owners of Shifting Gears Auto Repair here in Paso Robles, 1621 North River Road. All vehicle maintenance, repairs, light duty trucks, cars, smogs, alignments, tires.
And all that jazz.
Yeah. And we're probably maybe getting back or on the road right now. Maybe you decided to do a late Thanksgiving, and so you can take a 3-day weekend or a 4-day weekend or whatever you plan on doing. So you're probably looking at hitting the road. So it's always good to be prepared a little late now because you're probably already on the road, but it's always good to get some tips and tricks when you're getting ready for a road trip.
And if you are getting ready for a road trip, make sure that when you do, especially holiday weekends or anything like that, or when you're at resorts and your car's parked for, a long time stretches, make sure that you hide any valuables. Don't forget, you know, my mother always taught me, put the purse under the seat. Throw a whole bunch of jackets over anything you just bought in the store so it's not sitting in the car and it's not a temptation, because guess what? Guess what?
Oh, what? Is that for me?
In Manateca, the Great Wolf Lodge, we've heard a lot of people talk about that place. It's this huge, like, all-inclusive family resort. Well, over Thanksgiving, over 50 cars were broken into and stuff stolen out of them at that lodge. Because, of course, it's like, I don't know, it's like a treasure trove. Everyone's busy inside, especially on Thanksgiving. The parking lot is probably desolate, and it's filled with cars with goodies because it's the holidays. So now that Christmas is coming up, too, and all that good stuff, when you park, hide your stuff or don't even leave it in there.
I just hook a 12-volt battery to the door handle, so when they hit it, they get...
Well, we're not as cool as you.
I just put a $20 bill. I just shove it on the outside in between the window and the felt there and the window seal. So it's like, just take the $20. Don't break the window. Like, it's just cheaper if you just take the $20.
Can you believe that, though? Over 50 cars in one parking lot on one night.
Yeah.
Just a massive smash and grab.
You know, if they put that to good use, it's like, just shows criminals, they're not all lazy, but. You know, if they got the energy for that, they could probably find a job.
Everybody's hiring.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're planning on moving, taking off for the road, phone lines are open, 805-238-5775. Feel free to call and interrupt at any time. Talk about anything that you might be feeling with your vehicle, or maybe you're interested in getting back and getting some maintenance done. Maybe you had a long drive. Maybe not. I feel like the traveling's not as important as it used to be, traveling around with your vehicle. Sometimes you just get a rental and just keep the miles off yours.
Yeah, I always kind of liked that idea, is renting a car for long road trips.
A fun fact too is, like, 25,000 miles ish is about the distance around the earth, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah, that still blows my mind. I feel like only 25,000 miles for a trip around the world,
around the diameter the diameter of earth.
Well, yeah, that's around the world.
The circumference, yeah.
Yeah. Or that's diameter's half.
No, radius is half.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Radius is half, diameter is the whole.
Yeah, it's... It's pi squared. What's pi?
Pumpkin. An apple.
What's...
Is it
National Pi Day?
I think it was like last month, wasn't it? National Pi Day? I don't know.
No, what is pi? What's the number?
Oh, 3.14, and then the rest of it I'm guessing. It's definitely 3.14. 3.14275623. Am I even close?
No, and the diameter is actually just from one side to the other. This, not the circumference, but the circumference of the earth, not the diameter.
Oh, you're messing up.
Radius is still half of a diameter, but
messing up, you guys.
If you have like a basketball, if you draw a line straight across, that's the diameter. That's not the circumference, though.
Right.
That's why you have to take the radius with the diameter and you times it by pi, and then that gives you your circumference.
You're a piece of pie.
Yeah.
Moving on. We totally skipped over the weather. We're talking about traveling and all that good stuff. What's the weather? I mean, it's been really nice after that rainstorm.
24,901 miles. I just did the math in my head.
Oh, for gosh sakes.
No, I looked it up. But it's 25,000 miles.
Mallory, can everyone hear that? Mallory's moaning. She goes, "You lied, Daddy."
So for your post-Thanksgiving weekend weather, 67 today. It's going to be a great day today. 37 is our low. So it is getting a little chilly out there. We're almost getting into our freezing temps. Tomorrow, 36 is our low, 66 is our high, so about the same for Sunday. About the same all next week. We're getting down to 35 for Monday, start your work week back off, and we're kind of trending upwards. So the lows hang around 38 to 36, where the highs top out at about 65 next week. And into next week, where our lows are getting up into the 40s. So looks like we're getting a little warmer into next weekend, but it is going to be a little brisk in the mornings.
I'm okay with that.
And I'd say pleasant during the day, 65. That's nice.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, can we call it winter yet, or are we still in fall? Can we say we're in winter, or we're on the cusp of winter?
I think we're technically, I don't think we're in the winter solstice just yet. I think it's very soon. Maybe someone can correct me.
It should be crisp. Is my point. It should be nice and
brisk. I don't call winter until we hit 34. Once we have like a 32. Once we hit a 32 degree morning, that's winter.
Once I get frost on the grass or on my windshield, I'm calling it.
That would be 32. You know when water freezes?
I do not.
You don't know what temperature water freezes?
I did not pass middle school chemistry.
32 degrees. Science 32 class. Degrees is freezing. What's boiling? When does water boil?
I honestly don't know. These are not
212 degrees.
These are not
Fahrenheit,
facts
not
that
Celsius.
I memorize.
I'm talking about Fahrenheit.
These are not facts that I memorize.
That's weird. It's weird that you don't know that. How many feet in a mile?
400 yards.
What?
400 yards is 1 mile.
No, that's 1,200 feet.
Well, what's 400 yards in feet? It's probably whatever that number is.
400 yards, it's 3 feet in a mile, so it's 1,200 feet and 400 yards.
Okay, we're gonna check this math over
it's
the break, 5, you guys, 000, and then come 5, back with 000, the real answer.
280 feet in a mile.
400 yards in a mile, that's all I know.
No, that's incorrect. We'll be right back.
This is Melissa.
This is Katrina. Welcome back to your Eagle Energy 76 Country Store.
You already know that we have more than just fuel. We have what fuels you. When you fill up that car or truck of yours with 10 gallons or more, you get your choice of a refreshing fountain drink, a fresh brewed iced tea, or coffee.
Each and any size that we offer for free. Just show us your receipt.
We have an amazing amount of food in our deli that's more than just snacks.
Like our delicious smash bowl. That's mashed potatoes, corn, chicken, and cheddar cheese covered in gravy.
Call ahead for anything in the deli and we will have it ready for pickup.
We also offer a complete family meal that you can call in or pre-order or just stop on by.
The family meal includes your choice of 12 pieces of battered fried chicken, 20 fresh mojo potatoes,
and 6 biscuits, all for only $25. Just head to the Eagle Energy Country Store on the corner of Highway 46 East and Golden Hill Road in Paso Robles.
The Eagle Energy Country Store is now open on Saturdays from 10 to 5, serving delicious fresh chicken.
See you at the country store.
We'll see you at the country store.
I'm Ron Torres, owner of Seniors Helping Seniors. I left corporate America to help seniors who need friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. Seniors have great conversations and understand each other. Join our team of mature caregivers. Or maybe you need that helping hand. Call me, 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors Helping Seniors.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Paso Robles. Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine for his dairy herd, and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views.
And welcome back. You are tuning to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230 KPRL. I appreciate you being here. Talking to you.
Oh, Thanks.
And all of you listening out there.
I thought he was talking to you out there, not me.
And the listener. Yes. Yes, you. Thank you for hanging out this post-Thanksgiving Gearhead Radio Show.
2025.
That's true. So we just got through weather. I forgot what I wanted to talk about.
We were arguing about feet and yards and meters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's 5,280 feet in a mile, which is how many yards did I say that was? 1,700 yards?
What? No, 16.
No, that was 1,600 meters.
1,000 meters or 1,600 meters.
Yeah, it was 1,760 yards in a mile, not 400 yards.
Yeah, I was getting confused. I was trying to think back to my track days, and I really was
fields.
Losing it.
There's no way a mile would be four football fields.
Could be.
So it's 10. It's like almost 20 football fields is a mile. So that was like 17 football fields is a mile.
Needless to say, I was not good in track, but I was good at tennis. Moving on, let's get to some auto news for the people, for the auto show.
So one of the big ones right now is it's getting dark early, and check your lights. Make sure all your lane indicators are working. Your headlights are in good shape. You know, bulbs aren't terribly expensive, but some of them are getting really hard to replace because you got to pull the whole bumper off and stuff like that. So.
Replace the whole assembly and
as we're losing daylight in the mornings, we get these kind of socked in mornings. You know, it's important to know that all your lights are operational. So do your walk around, make sure your lights are operational, or bring it down. That's part of the no cost inspections that we do at the shop. Is as soon as it comes in, we get it up on the rack, check all the lights, and then continue on under the hood and brakes and underneath the vehicle. So that's something we can take care of for you too. We have most of those bulbs in stock.
PSA, please actually use your lane indicator.
That's true too.
That's a big part of it.
That's the first one we'll get into then. There is actually a new law that's coming in effect December 1st. So when is that? Monday?
Tomorrow? Oh, Monday. Yeah.
to the left lane slope pokes.
Oh,
new interstate minimum
God.
Speed law set for December 1st.
I'm so sick of you left lane slow pokes. I really am.
So most speed limits are set in place to slow vehicles down and deter dangerously fast driving, and use engineering data, traffic statistics, and other information to choose the limit. However, in one state, officials are proposing a bill that raises the interstate minimum speed, encouraging cars to drive faster on certain roads. This may sound counterintuitive, but there are safety reasons that actually make sense. Although most speed limits are set at a maximum is to discourage cars from driving too fast, occasionally traffic officials will implement a minimum speed limit as well. Driving too slowly can be almost as hazardous as speeding on certain roads, especially where there is fast-flowing traffic, like a highway. Speeding and reckless driving are obvious candidates for collisions, but a lesser known danger on congested roads occurs when there is a disparity in vehicle speeds. When the majority of cars are going at a certain speed, they're not expecting a very slow car to appear suddenly, which can cause sudden braking, swerving, or even a rear-end collision. So besides that danger, slower cars create unnecessary traffic in already congested areas and can cause other drivers to become frustrated. Leading to risky decisions and road rage.
Yes, I have seen it happen in real life.
To combat these issues and to ensure the left lane is used for passing as per the law, North Carolina is asking to raise the minimum speed limit on the state's interstates and primary highways. So in North Carolina, the left lane on multi-lane highways should be used for passing only. However, drivers have been using it as a normal lane, which has been impeding traffic and causing right lane passing, which is far more dangerous.
Yes. See, that's the problem. I don't know if we need to raise the speed limit, but left lane should be for passing. If you are not actively passing someone, get your booty in the right-hand lane.
Yeah. So this is House Bill 864, and it is, along with other important bill focused on road safety, it is clear that North Carolina is dedicated to keeping its people safe. House Bill 864 is also proposed to increase the minimum speed on highways and interstates to 10 miles an hour below the speed limit to avoid slower cars from cruising too slowly and creating a potential hazard.
Well, and I think that's the most dangerous thing is when you do get the slow pokes in the left lane, which is has always been called the fast lane, to my recollection.
It's the passing lane, not a fast lane.
Well, yeah, but like growing up, like everyone called it the fast lane, which to me is the same thing. If you're not going fast, if you're not passing someone and going fast, then get over in the right lane. But it is causing so many people to swerve into the right and then weave back into the left. And like people do it angrily, you know, like you can just tell. Me included. Yeah, it's I'm not going to.
It's like,
lie.
Get out of the way. There's some of us on the road here that are really trying to break the law. You know? breaking the law.
Not breaking the law, just like I have somewhere to be. Maybe I have an appointment or, you know, whatever. Or maybe I don't, but like you're going. Oh, Mallory's playing
with the mic. Well, if you see like three or four cars pass you on your right side, you need to get over.
Yeah, you're just not going with the flow of traffic. It's not about going fast.
And it is
fast.
A safety thing, you know. It's like I think ego steps in. It's like I'm going to make all these people drive slower than me. It's like if you get over in the right lane, you'll be safer, you know. But North Carolina is always in front of the curve with some of this stuff, like the. Code with the Carolina squat, keeping the trucks from a certain angle. So you can't have the front of the vehicle, in this case trucks, but you can't have the front or the rear of the truck 3 inches or more and a height difference. So one of the big ones in Carolina is those boys like to jack the front end of their truck 8 feet up and then slam the back down so the bumper drags. And I don't know how you drive the vehicle that way because you're staring up into space. You can't possibly see in front of you unless you maybe put a camera on the front license plate and you just drove with the camera on the screen. But so they passed the law to get rid of the, if you listen to the show, I'm sure you heard me talk about this last year, but
the stink bug.
Yeah, the Carolina squat. I call it
the stink bug because I'm from California.
Well, the stink bug's the other way. That's like the old hot rod.
Yeah, it's like the reverse stink bug. See, Jimmy's factual. I just like to have fun.
All right.
I just like to have fun. It's a stink bug.
Well, speaking of safety, since we're on the realm of safety, there's a new type of crash test dummy that aims to make cars safer for women.
Yay! Finally.
Finally? What do you mean?
Finally.
You shouldn't even be driving.
Okay, everybody turn away. I'm about to beat them down. So, no, finally, do you know that never ever has the auto industry or a lot of other industries for that matter done anything with like a woman-shaped dummy with women organs like breasts and ovaries and a pregnant belly or anything like that? This is brand new.
That's why I said you shouldn't be driving if you're pregnant.
We're 2025, and we just now are coming out with women crash dummies to see how it affects women because, I'm sorry, everybody, but our anatomy is just different. Okay, go on with your news story.
So, hiding right in plain sight is one of the biggest disparities between men and women when it comes to everyday life. The statistical differences between rates of injury and death in car crashes. Women are 17% more likely than men to be killed in a collision, and the injury rates are off the scale.
Because nobody's ever tested
as they're
women.
73% more likely to be injured than men. Clearly, we need to get some help addressing that issue. And the NHTSA has just the dummy to do it.
Down with the patriarchy!
Little dummies.
Okay, go on.
The little dummies.
Little dummies. It's about time we had a woman crash dummy.
So her name is Thor5F, and she's the upcoming latest addition to the NHTSA's crash testing efforts. Can they say her?
Yeah, it's a woman. Yes, we are, because it's a woman. It's a woman, and it's her, and we have
boobies. It's 2025, so I'm just trying to figure out what the proper terminology I can use here.
I wish her name was Sally, though. Like Mustang Sally.
No, it's Thor.
I know, that's disappointing.
And the name.
I wish it had a better name.
The name stands for Test Device for Human Occupancy Restraint.
Oh, all right. Well, that's
facts
cool.
Here.
Okay. See, reason Jimmy's facts. Full of facts. I like it.
And the Thor, or Test Device for Human Occupant Restraint, 5F, represents a huge leap forward in technology over the currently used dummy, the Hybrid 3. The 5F in Thor 5F stands for the fifth percentile female, or the statistical ability to represent 95% of the U.S. female population.
Wonderful.
The device has been developed by specialists, which build on technology already found in a male dummy currently under the NHTSA evaluation.
Huh.
Why? There's a lot more here.
There's a lot to talk about.
That's it. I'm going to move on to the next article now.
Yeah, I'm going to get too fired up.
And there'll be more here right after this break.
Ace Auto Care, 1 mile east of El Camino on the corner of Traffic Way and Via, Atascadero.
I'm Daria Albinger. President Trump is canceling all executive orders former President Biden signed by AutoPen. Here's Fox's Dana Marie McNichol.
He says the AutoPen is not allowed to be used if approval is not specifically given by the President of the United States.
Mr. Biden repeatedly denied any executive actions were signed without his knowledge. First-degree murder charges for the suspect accused of shooting two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. this week. U.S. Attorney for D.C. Janine Pirro on Fox and Friends.
It is a premeditated murder. There was an ambush with a gun toward people who didn't know it was coming.
Soldier Sarah Beckstrom died from her injuries. America's listening to Fox News.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, locally owned and operated for over 20 years. Combination of construction, whether it's new construction, remodel, and concrete work, along with pest control, including termites and bird control, and more. Get it done the right way and on time. John Stafford Construction and Pest Control, the one call that does it all. Give John a call, 466-8667.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours, 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Hometown service and focused on you.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. It's everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday in November. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah. Welcome back in. You're tuning to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230. I'm your host, Jimmy Purdy, from Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located at 1621 North River Road in Pass Robles, here to bring you the latest and the greatest in the automotive news. But we are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, to help take care of your vehicle needs, preventative or otherwise. And today only, Leanne's in the house with Mallory.
Woot woot.
Phone lines are open, 805-238-5775, if you have any questions, comments, or complaints.
Or stories.
What about complaints?
Complaints, you can write them back on a $100
bill. $100
bill,
yeah.
Mail them to 1621 North River Road.
Cool.
And make sure you put Leanne on the envelope and tell me all about how you don't like me.
You listen to it for $100, huh? Cost me a lot more than that. So we do have... next weekend, the Toy Bank Car Show fundraiser at Daniel's Woodland. So put that on your calendar. Registration is closed for vehicles, but it's a smaller event, which is usually a packed house full of cars. So that's always a great time. That is December 6th, Saturday from 11 to 4, Daniel's Woodland. That's 2125 Ardmore Road here in Pass Robles. Go check that out. It's free to get in, walk around, hang out. There'll be tons of cool cars to look at. There's a Christmas market they're doing this year, contests and games for kids, always a big raffle. You can do a tour of the Woodland factory. I think it's like $10. You can get in and actually check out the whole factory inside, which is super cool. Food trucks and all that. So yeah, the Christmas market's new this year, so that should be fun to check out. And then bring a new unwrapped gift to donate for the toy bank. Also, if you're looking somewhere to donate, there are a few areas around town, but at the shop, we do have a box there. And for every new unwrapped toy, we are giving you back $50. So,
good deal.
Yeah, $50 off your whatever's going on for you to bring in a toy to the shop. Drop it off in the box we have in the office, and it'll go to the Toy Bank fundraiser.
Perfect.
Perfect?
Perfect.
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 All right, back to the article here. What were we talking about?
Thor. Thor for women.
Thor for women. So we're talking about a crash test dummy that's new for 2025. They're coming out with a new style crash test dummy, like Buster. Do you ever watch Mythbusters? Remember Buster from Mythbusters?
I do.
That poor.
What about
that,
you?
That poor dummy.
been through quite a lot on that.
Man,
show.
He thought he was retiring too. They got him out of retirement to do all that. That's just wrong. But this is a crash test dummy that's based on women anatomy. So we'll get right back into it. So the good news is that development is specific to the NHTSA's testing routines, and some manufacturers already test with more advanced dummies when engineers are developing the car. Now, the Thor 5F's existence and eventual adoption just mean that consumers will have an increasing ability to get a more transparent look at how good a job those engineers did at keeping all members of the family safe. Nice work, dummy.
We are half the population. Kind of important. So I'm glad that we are starting 2026 off right with women crash test dummies. And I'm sure it'll open the gateway for a lot of other things too.
And if you go online, you look up Thor 5F, you'll see the crash test dummy. It's a very obvious change that's been made to the dummy.
Boobies.
on the front side.
Are we allowed to say boobies? I think I've said it like 5 times now.
I guess we'll find out. they also gave Thor a nice set of high heel shoes, because that makes a difference.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, because all women wear high heels.
Apparently. God dang. Just can't get away from the sexism here on certain fronts, huh? But you know what we need to know? Because honestly, we should know how heeled shoes do in crashes and whatever. Because men wear heels too, with the cowboy boots and the...
I don't even want to get
certain
into that.
...style. Anyways, speaking of reliability, you know Germany's huge... I'm not even going to try to say the name of the company because it's German, but it's the company for Germany that does all of their so-called state inspections. So they're a third party, like unbiased company that looks over 10 million different cars. And the Tesla Y rated for multiple years in a row the worst defect rate in over a decade for any cars under safety and reliability, specifically in the class of two-year-old vehicles or more. They have rated the worst on safety for multiple years in a row.
Why is that?
I don't know why, because manufacturing sucks.
You can't just come up with some information
because
like that.
Elon Musk was too busy.
Oh,
I don't
here
know.
We go. He's going to blame Elon Musk.
Well, don't you think it's interesting that for the same time period that he was involved in politics or something other than his car company, that is when they had the worst defect
rates? I think what's interesting is the fact that the vehicle doesn't need to excel in a crash test because it literally stops itself.
Yeah,
so
but
I
that's
see
where
why it does. It's not a big important thing to have a lot of safety features in a vehicle. Like how many Teslas?
No,
do you, how many Teslas?
Rate.
How many Teslas do you see driving around that are dented or damaged or
like,
have
like
the bumper dragging off?
Like brakes and suspension
off?
Not working. Like defect rate. Like they don't work properly.
Yeah, I can see that.
Not that they don't have it. It's that they have it and it's not working.
It's not what?
Working. It's just the
What's
Y.
Not working?
It's just the Y model, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Clarify.
And why,
anyways,
and
I just thought that was interesting. You keep asking me why. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
For once, I just have facts of like what. This is what happened. Oh. All we can do is speculate
I
on the why.
I think it's interesting with the Teslas. And a little tip for, we were talking about slow lane drivers and stuff like that. If you ever need to cut off somebody in traffic, a Tesla is a perfect one to do because they automatically stop, so they'll definitely slow down for you.
It's pretty funny to see it happen on the road. We saw it happen coming down from the grade a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, holy moly,
they will stop.
That's
so
nuts.
No, don't do that. That's terrible advice. But I mean, it's interesting, and if you look around some of the Teslas drive around, I mean, there's a few that have little dents and dings, like that happens in parking lots, stuff like that, but like on generally not a lot of them that are like beat, right? Where it's like the front bumper is broken, it's hanging off, or the rear bumper. It's like, because most of the time the vehicle is going to stop itself before the person makes the mistake. So it's like when you're dealing with a car company, and if you were building a car, a vehicle, and you had technology that was able to keep the car from getting in an accident, I feel like it becomes less important to make sure that it's safe in the event of an accident. You know, I think they're both equally as important, but if you had to like, you know, one or the other, it's like, well, the car's not going to crash because I have safety features that keep it from doing that. I mean, sure, it's going to eventually get T-boned or someone's going to rear end it. You can't avoid that, but for front crash safety, like, maybe that's not as important. That is, I mean, you're talking about a huge mass, you know, car company that's on an assembly line, you know, it starts back from, we always talk about Henry Ford when he starts the manufacturing line. I mean, there were so many mistakes made that no one even really knows about. And the guy revolutionized the industrial workforce with, you know, the work week and the work hours. And just so he could start seeing the difference on the assembly line, there's so many mistakes that were made when it first started. Those cars were terrible. Not only were cars had to be basically sold to you, because you're like, I don't need this, I got horses. But then you buy the car and it would just fall apart in your pasture driving it around. Like, I'm definitely not buying another one of those. You know, the wheels weren't tightened or the engine would just come unhinged from the mounts. There were so many reports of so many things happening with those early Model Ts. And people were like, not only do I not want this, but then you finally convinced me to buy it. And it's just the biggest pile of bolts I've ever bought in my life. But, you know, I guess my point is, on the grand scheme of things, is Tesla's still pretty new. And they're doing pretty well for being a young car company.
Right, they're still pretty new. But I also just want to make one remark. The reason why we're not seeing dented up Teslas is because can't they not drive if they're dented up because it ruins all of the sensors and monitors? So
no, that's not true.
Is it? Is it not true? I feel like that would make sense. Once again, not facts. I'm just thinking out loud here. Wouldn't they just like not be able to drive appropriately if their front bumper sensors were damaged?
I need a Thor 5F in here right now.
You know, this show's about to get cut short. I'm sorry, you guys. He's heading for a beat down. Mallory's going to beat him down.
But no, the one thing about what I want to bring about the assisted driving and the autonomous driving, you have different levels, 1 through 5. They're not technically classified under a safety feature. So the vehicle can disable those functions. Say if you hit a mirror or one of the mirrors are out of sync, or one of the one thing about like the LiDAR ones or the sensors that are on the bumper, it doesn't know where it's supposed to go. So if you remove that bumper to say do your headlights and you put the bumper back on and it doesn't go exactly where it was previously and you don't recalibrate that, it's going to be off. And just a little bit off, say a quarter inch, half inch off here is a few feet when you're talking about hundreds of feet down the road, say like a mile. How many feet in a mile?
Oh gosh, I don't remember. 5,426.
Okay, well, that's close. 5,280. So,
I was pretty close.
So if you're a few inches off here in a mile, that radar was way off. So my point is they haven't made a feedback system to call it a safety feature. So it'll just disable it. So if one of the mirrors are off or something like that, it'll just disable the thing, but you can still drive the car because the car technically doesn't need those to drive.
Oh,
it's just really for the autonomous driving. It's like Apple CarPlay. It's just an add-on. It's not really technically considered a safety feature yet.
I thought certain things were just automatic no matter what.
Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Hey guys, this is Ron. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
To you too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Hey, I don't have an automotive question. I just have an observation. I think you should change the name of the show to the Leanne and Jimmy Comedy Hour.
We'll do it once a month. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. You're doing a good job, Leanne. I know you guys aren't old enough probably to remember, but there was a comedian called George Burns, and they had a show on TV. It was George Burns and Gracie Allen's show. And they just did that back and forth and back and forth. And the wife would ask all these questions, and the husband would go, I don't know what you're talking about. And nobody knew what anybody was talking about.
Thanks, Ron. We're out on a break. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Happy Thanksgiving to you from the San Luis Obispo County Tea Party. We all have so much to be thankful for. Faith, family, good friends. Be thankful. Thankful for friends like Gary Adams. Gary is fighting to keep pornography out of our Slo County schools. Hear what is being passed off as free speech without parents' consent at the monthly Tea Party meeting Monday, December 1st, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters. Come early to meet our friend Gary. Get informed, get involved, stay connected.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free 9-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Hello, it's me, Jared, with Hutch Heating and Air. When was the last time you changed your filter or had your air conditioner looked at by a pro? Yes, a pro. Did you know your air conditioner can lose small amounts of refrigerant over time, wasting your hard-earned money to cool down your home without you noticing anything wrong? So save a buck and remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch at 466-8199 or look us up on the web at hutchheatingandair.com.
And welcome back. You are tuned in to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230 KPRL. Thanks for the call, Ron. That was
I'm definitely gonna look him up because I know who George Burns is, but I didn't know who Gracie Allen was. So I'm gonna look him up because that's sounds great. Pretty
I think
funny.
I think he's a Grace Kelly, but
no, it's not Grace Kelly.
Oh, Grace Allen. Okay. Anyways,
on that
note, so if you listened last Saturday, I had another special guest, and we had someone come in and talk about the local business owner talk about HVAC, keeping your heating equipment
optimal.
That was Skylar from On Point Plumbing. So we had a fun little conversation there, and I feel like at least once a month I want to get a local business in here, sit down and talk for an hour. And there's always parallels and stuff we can connect into the automotive industry. We're like the Alpha Omega. We're like the top.
Is that from? Is that from Transformers? The Alpha Omega? Did you get that from?
It's like because we're the top of the food
chain.
Yeah,
but where did you get that? Is that a scientific thing?
It's like Alpha and Omega. It's like the great almighty.
Oh, just sounded like it was from Transformers.
I'm just poking the hornet's nest right now is what I'm doing to all the other blue-collar skilled trades out there. But I feel like the community that listens is probably more leans towards the auto industry. So, but we are the ones that sets the tone. We're the trendsetters. So there's always parallels with different businesses, you know, in the way they conduct themselves. And you know, one of the big ones is like dentist. Like the way an automotive shop, a well-run auto shop, is very similar to a dentist office, which is very strange. But
How they book, how they remind.
Yeah, how painful it is when you go.
The pestering, but you need it. You need the pestering.
Yes. So we'll I'll be doing my research and picking someone. If you're interested in something like that, you can email the shop at info@shiftinggears805.com.
Yeah, or spread the word. If you know someone who would be interested, please tell them.
Good morning, you're on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning. I wanted to say happy holidays to
happy holidays.
Your wife and Mallory.
Oh, thank you.
From Creston, I'm calling. I wanted to let everybody know, in case they don't already know, that on Saturday, December 20th, we will have the annual parade, which is called the Christmas Lighted Vehicle Parade, going on forever downtown. The whole town is three blocks long. So the vehicles float, singing carols, and there's lighted horses, lighted dogs, lighted goats, everything, you know, people walking. It's just really fun, and there's, you know, of course, a lot of wonderful restaurants, three of them in those three blocks, one in each block, actually. So that's going to happen downtown Creston. It begins at 5 o'clock and lasts about an hour. And there'll be about 200 or 300 people there. It'll be a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome.
The biggest little parade.
It is. I think the fire trucks get all lighted up. We have a Cal Fire station right there. And yeah.
Mallory's
really
excited.
Fun. And then, yeah, I just wanted to say also everybody knows about Wednesday, the 24th of December, Santa is coming to town and will arrive around 11 o'clock downtown in front of the post office. We have a bench, and Santa gives away gifts to all the kids up to about age 15. So that's a lot. That's been going on since 1976. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Almost 50 years, I guess. It'll be fun.
Thanks for the call in. That's perfect.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you for your show. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Mark your calendars for the biggest little parade anywhere. We also have the the Christmas parade coming up in Paso, don't we? When is that?
Next weekend.
Is that next weekend? Oh, man.
It's the 6th.
That is, yeah.
And we're in it.
We are in it.
We're going to be ready, you guys.
I'm glad you just called in and reminded me about that. I was like, well, wait a second. We don't have a Paso parade coming up? So put it on your calendars next weekend. That's right. The Toy Bank fundraiser show at Daniel's Woodland. That's always the date. And then that night is the parade.
Yep. They coincide.
That's right.
And we used to do both, and that was an awful lot.
That's a lot.
That was a lot to do.
But yeah, we'll be at the parade. So wave, say hi to us down there next weekend.
Woohoo!
Should be fun. I'll have the old blue out.
Is that what we're calling it now?
I don't know. I don't have a good name yet. Got some cool stuff we'll put on the trailer, so that'll be fun.
Yep, some fun new things to put on the trailer for the Christmas parade. We'll have some people in the back of the truck waving hi.
The princess will be back there.
Yes.
Is she excited?
Yes, I am. Yes, Mallory is excited as well. Hopefully she stays awake because it's kind of near her bedtime, but there's going to be so much excitement. I think she will stay awake for it.
Well, hopefully the weather holds out. The one rainy year was a little rough.
Yeah, that was what, 2 years ago?
Was it?
Wasn't it?
Are you asking me or telling me?
I was asking.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh. All right, moving on.
I thought it was 2 years ago.
Okay, so you agree.
All right, what else you got?
I have something fun, also kind of Christmassy, so something new that opened up if you're looking for
a gift. You got about
a
minute.
There is... For $100, a place in Sacramento called the Skid Pad, you can drift legally. You can go and drift for $100 and bring a helmet. And apparently, that's all you need.
Do you need a car?
I don't think so. I think they just have some like junk. I don't know. I think they just have some junk cars. You can like take your turns and drift and do fun things for $100 and a helmet. That's what it said in the article.
What article?
An article in automotiveindustry.com, and it's in Sacramento. Look it up. Somebody, look it up.
It's in Sacramento? It's a drift yard?
Yeah, it's a drift yard.
Hmm.
It's called the Skid Pad. The Sacramento Skid Pad is
what it's
called.
There's probably about 1,000 people right now all getting in their car to go to Sacramento. They have no idea where they're going right now.
Well, you better Google Sacramento Skid Pad. $100 and a helmet will get you a fun time.
All right. Well, I know where I'm going today. Sorry, Mom. I'm not coming home for Thanksgiving. I'm headed to Sacramento.
We only got a couple hours away.
You got the rest of the show? All right, I'm out.
Mallory's excited, too. She says,
told me that at the end of the show.
You.
How am I not supposed to go up there? Now I'm like, I got to look this up. How come you didn't say this before, like during the break or something?
Because I can't tell you things ahead of time. You set me up for, like, failure.
No,
you,
I don't.
Yeah, you got weird segues, so I cannot tell you
how many feet. How many feet in a mile?
5,126.
280. 5,280.
Oh, I was so close again. I was so close.
What temperature does water boil at?
212? 250?
I got it. 212. Just say it the first time. And when does water freeze?
32.
There we go. See, we're learning today.
See, I can memorize things in session. Pretty quick. Sometimes.
What's the molecular makeup of H2O?
Hydrogen and water. Oxygen.
There we go.
Hydrogen and oxygen.
There it is.
See, you put me on the spot and then I get nervous.
What about CO2?
Carbon.
Yes.
Oxide. Dioxide. Carbon dioxide. Carbon and oxygen. Oh, carbon and oxygen.
There we go.
Because it's CO2. See, you make me nervous. Carbon, I get excited and you make me nervous.
You say carbon monoxide, which is...
How come you don't ask Mallory any questions?
Because it's one oxygen attached to a carbon molecule. That's carbon monoxide. And then carbon dioxide is when carbon monoxide mixes with another oxygen molecule. And you get two parts oxygen and one part carbon. And then you have carbon dioxide.
Thank you for the lesson.
There it is.
Everybody else thanks you as well. We're a little bit smarter after the show.
There it is. All right, if you guys need anything next week, we're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Hope to see you there. Make an appointment, shiftinggears805.com. Otherwise, I will see you all next Saturday, 9 a.m.
And I'll see you in a month. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.